All right, essential music concept number three is how to name the keys, how to identify the notes in each key. All right, we had an example already. The key is C, has no sharps or flats. The notes are C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. All right, and that's why it's a common example. But in every other key, there's going to be at least one sharp or flat. Because if it wasn't, then it would only be one key. If none of the other keys had any sharps or flats, there wouldn't be any other keys. It would all be the key of C. In order to distinguish one key from the other, there has to be something different about it in terms of sharps or flats. If you were trying to do the key of G and it had no sharps or flats, well, guess what? You're still left with the notes in the key of C, which had no sharps or flats. All right, so let's use G as our example. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do the third string open because 88 Dynamite, good. That's the third string. And so we're going to create the major scale on that string. I'm going to play open third string. Up a whole is 2, up a whole is 3, up a half is 4, up a whole is 5, up a whole is 6, up a whole is 7, up a half is 8. And I got to the 12th fret where everything repeats. If I didn't get to G again, I screwed up somewhere, but I didn't. We landed back on G. Let's go backwards. We got 8, down half step to 7, down a whole step to 6, down a whole step to 5, down a whole step to 4, down a half step to 3, down a whole step to 2, and down a whole step to 1. Now let's name these notes, okay? Now, you don't have your guitar. You're driving. That's okay. I'll do the work for you. Or you can use your little piano diagram if you can leave it on the passenger seat next to you or something like that. Or tape it to your car horn, your steering wheel. We got fret 0 is G, right? The second note in the G major scale is up a whole step, okay? Now, we know that G to A is not big cats or eat fish, so that second note must be A, all right? So where are we at? We got note number 1 is G, note number 2 is A, and now we have to move up another whole step. And we know that A to B is a whole step, because it ain't big cats or eat fish. So the third note of G is B. So far we got G, A, B. All right, so I'm synthesizing the previous bits of information that we have covered. 1, big cats eat fish is where the half steps are. And number 2, between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 are the half steps in constructing a major scale. All right, I'm putting those two bits of information together to create a G major scale and name it. All right, so far we got G, A, B. All right, between 3 and 4 is a half step, and we know that between B and C is a half step, so that note must be C. All right, so far I got G, B, G, A, B, C. Let's go up to 5, which is up a whole step from C, that must be D. And then from 5 to 6 is a whole step. And so up from D, up a whole step must be E. And then 6 to 7 is a whole step. Now here's where it gets interesting. You're at E, the sixth note in the key of G. We need a whole step to get to 7. And we know that eat fish between E and F is a half step. But we need a whole step. Are you following this? We're at the sixth note of the key of G, right? And we want to get to 7, and we want to name that note. Well, we know that between E and F is only a half step, so if you're going up a whole step, it must be F sharp or G flat, okay? Because a half step is E to F, and then another half step is F to F sharp. So how do we know whether to name that note, which happens to be at the 11th fret? How do we know whether to name it F sharp or G flat? Well, here's the rule. You represent all the letters in every key. Okay? So you can't go from E to G flat, and then the next note after that would be G. Because then what happened to F? You need all the letter names. You have to call that note F sharp. All right? And then from F sharp, which is step 7, you go up a half step to step 8, which is G. And you have to end up on G, or else you did something wrong. I'm going to repeat that. G, up a whole step, must be A, up a whole, must be B, and then here's, that was step 0, 1, 2, and 3. Now we got up a half step. We're going to name that C because B to C is a half step. All right. How did I know it was a half step? Because that's steps 3 and 4. So again, we're synthesizing the two bits of information you've digested, which is between B and C and E and F, there's no half step. I mean, there's only a half step. And between steps 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 of the major scale is a whole step. I'm repeating these things so they can drill in your brain. G is open third string. That's number one of the key. Number two of the key must be up a whole step. The name of that note is A, because G and A are a whole step apart. Note 3 of the G major scale is up a whole step from 2. And that must be called B, because A to B is up a whole step. From 3 to 4 is a half step. All right, and so is between B and C. So now we're at C, the fourth note of the G major scale. From 4 to 5 is a whole step. And that is must be called D, because C to D is a whole step. From 5 to 6 is a whole step, and that must be called E, because D to E is a whole step, because it ain't big cats or eat fish. And up a whole step from there is where we have to name it F sharp, because we can't skip the letter F and call it G flat. And there, so it's F sharp, and then up a half step from 7 to 8 is back where we land on G, the octave. All right. Notice that the key of G has one sharp, and it's F sharp. If the key of G had no sharps or flats, it wouldn't be the key of G. It would be the key of C. All right, because every key has to have something different from the previous key, or else there would be no distinguishing feature. All right, so that's the key of G. Let's do one more example of naming the keys. Let's just go up a half step. All right, I'm gonna do the third string first fret. Okay, now this you could call this note G sharp or A flat. All right, now this gets a little abstract when you're in the car, unless you have your piano diagram, but for now we're going to call it A flat, and that's note number one of our new key, A flat. We go up a whole step to 2, and what's the name of that note? Well, like I said, this can be tough when you're not looking at a piano diagram, but if you are, then up a whole step from A flat, well, up a half step from A flat is A, because you're unflatting it, and then up a half step from A is either A sharp or B flat, okay? But you can't call this second note A sharp because you already called the first note A flat. You can't use the two letters twice, or you can't use the same letter twice. So you can't go, well, here's my major scale, A flat, A sharp, you know, etc. Because that would be, it would be like, well, what happened to B? You know, so that happens to be, the second note has to be some kind of B flat. So we got A flat. Note number 2 is B flat. Now we have to go a whole step up from there. Well, you know that B flat to B is a half step because you're unflatting the note. You're going up one fret, one half step to get to B. And then another half step would be B to C, where it's big cats. So the third note of the key is, the third note of the A flat major scale is C. Okay. Now we need a half step. It's a half step between 3 and 4. So from C, up a half step would be C sharp, right? So A flat, B flat, C, C sharp. Is that right? No, it isn't, because you can't mix sharps and flats in the same key. All right, it's either going to be all flats or all sharps. That's another little rule. All right, and plus you can't, like I said, you can't use C twice. So you have to. It has to be called D flat there. Again, A flat, go up a whole step. B flat, go up a whole step, C, go up a half step for the fourth note, D flat, go up a whole step, you got E flat, go up a whole step, you got F, go up a whole step, you got G, go up a half step, you got A flat, and you're back where you started. So going backwards, it goes A flat, G, F, E flat, D flat, C, B flat, A flat. So I'm not expecting you to know this or be able to do this in your head while you're driving, but all you have to know is that when you're constructing the major, when you're naming major scales, I highly recommend you write out each major scale for yourself when you go home. and you put, this is how you should do it. You put all the keys going down the left-hand side of the page. The keys will be, go up in half steps. Your keys will be C, D flat, D, E flat, E, F, G flat, G, A, B flat, B, and then you're done. That's 12. I'll explain why I'm recommending flats right now instead of sharps at some other point, if we can get to it in an hour. All right. So you write that on the left-hand side column. Across the top of the page, you put, in, with nice spacing in between, you put whole, half. All right. And then you simply follow the formula. Like the first key is C, and you go up a whole step, you get D. So across the page, after you fill in the key of C, it'll look like C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, all right? And that follows the whole, half, formula, all right? And then write in the ones we already did. G, B, C, D, E, F sharp, G is the key of G. And then A flat is A flat, B flat, C, D flat, E flat, F, G, A flat. All right, and figure the rest out at home. But the most essential thing here is represent every letter for each key, and you'll be consistent. Just by following that rule, you'll automatically be consistent with using flats or using sharps within one key. Don't mix the two.